In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, our God who loves and cares for us so deeply. I'm going to do something I've never done before with you. It makes me a little nervous because I've never done it as part of a sermon before, but I think it's going to work okay. I've created a little bit of a video, and we're going to watch it in just a second. But first of all, I'm going to take you to the words for the message today. Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, gave them authority over unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, no credit cards, keys for the car, and the car, of course, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. In other words, you don't need a winter coat. And he said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you as you leave, shake off the dust that's on your feet as a testimony against them, because not even the dust on your feet is worthy of how they've responded to the gospel. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. Now, just for fun, I'm going to add a little bit from Matthew chapter 11. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Okay, I'm going to give this a shot.
But I'm strong.
many of you know the song? Raise your hand. Kind of looking at the age group there a little bit. Yeah. Smack dab the year in some of the best music that's ever been written and recorded. Don't you think? I mean, whatever happened in the 80s and 90s, I don't know. You know the year? 1969. Yeah. You know a little bit about that song? There were two guys, Bobby Scott, Bob Russell, that met in some kind of an odd situation, both of them knowing quite a bit about music at a recording studio. At the time, Bob Russell had lymphoma, cancer, and he only lived about a year after their meeting. But these two guys met together, and they hit it off because they were, you know, so much alike. And they had so many experiences that were alike. They hit it off, and they began to talk, and they met again. They actually only met three times. The song was written in just one meeting between the two of them. But what had happened is Bob Russell had been doing a lot of reading, trying to figure out what's going to happen when he dies, when this lymphoma finally takes his life. And he'd done some reading, and he'd read something called The Parables of Jesus that was written back in 1885 by some Scottish minister. And in there was a story. And the story was written right in the middle of the text that we had for today, where Jesus said, take them out two by two and go light. And then the Scottish minister tells the story about a little girl who's walking from her hometown to her grandparents' home, and she's alone. We don't know if she's orphaned or whatever. And she has in her arms a boy. And the boy is as big as she is. But this girl, who's the older sibling, is carrying that boy. And along comes a stranger, walks up to the little girl and says, isn't that boy hard to carry? He said, he ain't heavy, she said. He's my brother. Think about that in the context of what we learned today from the narrative of Jesus. By the way, this song really became popular once Scott and Russell put it out there and the Hollies got a hold of it because of the way that the Hollies sang it and presented it. Did you know that Neil Diamond in 1970, a year later, did a version of it that was pretty popular? You probably don't know that one quite as well. Did you know the Osmonds? You remember the Osmonds, the boys? Remember one bad apple, don't spoil the whole bunch of girls? On the other side, the flip side of that record, this song shows up. Olivia Newton-John recorded it in 75, put it out in 76. Can you believe it? There have been many, many other artists who have recorded it. It's had a big impact on culture and society, and you can hardly turn on a classic station anymore and not hear it. Right? Think about all the times you've heard it. Did you know, by the way, that one of the first Kiwanis magazines that came out, Kiwanis is a special group of people that have come together to give help to children and help them to grow up in such a way that they're able to have confidence and be able to go out and work and live their lives as good citizens. The writer of Kiwanis, the first writer of that magazine, put this story in there. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. Told the story of this little girl. Boys Town. Remember Bing Crosby? In that movie he put out? Boys Town, that really was a place. Father Flanagan renamed the orphanage and used this as the motto. By the way, Miller Lite back in 1987 put out a commercial, and that was the song in the commercial, and it had a guy going around, and he picks up an old lady and carries her across. Does anybody remember this commercial? I don't know why I remember that, but songs stick with me and help me to remember not only, I suppose, what they're advertising, but more so, messages and the message behind this. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. And so Jesus says to his disciples, go out and don't go alone. Go two by two. And then he tells them, go light. And he really only tells them to take two things, a staff and sandals, something on their feet. He doesn't say, take some food with you because you're going to need it. Take a suitcase. In fact, they're told not to take a bag. He doesn't tell them to take any money or any kind of credit. And he does it for a reason. They're not to take a bunch of stuff. They're not supposed to have a bunch of baggage with them. They are to carry one another. That's the point of that whole Bible reading. Go light so you can carry one another, so that you can support each other, so that when one has a burden, the other can bear it with them, thus dividing the power of that burden. To look after one another, in other words, in short, bottom line, I want you to go out and be church, two by two. Learn and put it to use in mission. So today we have all kinds of churches that are going around and they're sending their people out two by two, just based on this biblical passage. Going out to get the message out. Some of them, of course, are cults and sects. Some of them are actually Christian. Did you ever do that in this church where you went out and did visiting two by two? We did this in several churches I was associated with, and we got a little fish hook. Did you ever do that? We wore the fish hook either on the brim of our hat or on the lapel, and we would go around home to home. Now, if we did that, they'd call the police. Soliciting. But years ago, we did it. Zealous for what God wanted us to do. Going out with the motto, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. You know, in small towns, I noticed that people take care of each other differently than they do in big towns. Do you know in small towns you don't even really need police? All you need is Andy Griffith. Isn't that true? Because everybody knows each other's business, which can be bad and could be good. Did you know that in small towns, I knew who was sick and in the hospital before the phone rang? That's how quick it came to me. Now there are people who go into the hospital who are sick, and I never know about it until months later. It's hard to carry your brother these days. And it's getting more and more difficult because we're in an individualistic society. Today's motto, he's heavy and he ain't my brother. Therefore, I don't have to bother with him. Folks, is that the way we want our church to be? Very good, thank you. We should have all said that together. Folks, is that the way we want our church to be? No. No. We want to watch out for our friends in Christ. We want to take care of each other who have needs. We want to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves. We want to lift up those nobody else is lifting up. We want to say words of affirmation to those who don't hear them anywhere else, so that when people come to church and people gather together and people are together as church wherever they are, he ain't heavy. He's my brother. I think of our Savior who bore the sins of the world, your sins and mine. He put all that weight upon his shoulder. He bore each and every one of us and all that we are with all the garbage and gobbledygook that are part of our lives and our sinful nature. He ain't heavy. As he hung on the cross, he thought, these are my brothers. He definitely would have identified with Bob Russell. And maybe with the Hollies, I'm not sure. And maybe some of the others who've heard this over, I don't know how many years now, he would have identified with it and said, you know, that's me. And that's who I want you to be. And I teach you. And I give you my gospel. And I support you. I send you my Holy Spirit. You have all you need. Think about it as you look at one another, especially in our church. They're not heavy. We're brothers. In Jesus' name, amen. I've never, you know, done this with a rock and roll song before, and I get a little nervous bringing the outside culture into the inside culture. But, you know, this is so much a part of our lives out there. So, you know what I'm going to do? If you want to email me a song that's special to you and challenge me to put together a message, I'd be more than happy to do that. Just make sure that there's a message in the song. Okay? A lot of songs these days don't have message. They're just written for I don't know what reasons. Send me this song and give me an opportunity to make sense of it to you. Why these artists are recording the songs they do and what it can mean to those who are in the church. God go with you. Amen.